Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 107 for Tuesday, October 18th. I'm Jade Marcus. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were $1 to $2 per ton stronger in early activity on Tuesday. The November contract was up $1.10 at $4.97. The market was moving in choppy trade as losses in the Chicago Board of Trade soybean and soy oil markets pressured canola prices. A stronger Canadian dollar added to the downside. However, wet and cold weather is delaying Western Canada's canola harvest, which limited losses. Canola's technical bias is to the upside, which added underlying support. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were mixed, while corn and wheat declined. Soybeans were down 1 cent, up 2 on Tuesday, with the November contract at $9.80 a bushel. Spillover weakness from the soy oil market and the progressing U.S. harvest pressured prices. Continued high yield reports were also bearish. However, strong demand underpinned the market and limited losses. Corn prices were down about 1 cent in early activity, with the December contract at $3.53 a bushel. Improved crop conditions pressured the market in early activity. Corn conditions are expected to be 74% good to excellent, compared with last week's 73%. Weaker than expected export inspections added to the losses. However, gains in the crude oil market limited the downside. For wheat, prices were down 1 to 4 cents with the Chicago December contract at $4.20 a bushel. Wheat declined with spillover losses from the nearby corn and soybean markets. Progressing winter wheat seeding was also bearish for prices, while weaker-than-expected export inspections added to the downside. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, October 18th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.